I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
BJ and Jamie.
Story this morning is there's going to be a beer shortage.
What?
Did you see this?
No.
Beer shortage. Here's the story.
Beer taps running dry. The problem is to get those bubbles requires CO2. Much of the nation's carbon dioxide used in beer is shipped from Mississippi, where they encountered a recent contamination issue.
So the CO2 is what you need in order to get the fizz in the beer, right?
Well, yeah, is it CO2 that we're missing?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. There's a huge plant that is number one in America for CO2, and it got contaminated down in Mississippi. And they're saying that the supply of CO2 is so short that we're going to have a beer shortage.
What about, my little gun that uses CO2 cartridges?
I don't think they care about
or
that.
What about his paintball?
I don't think they care.
Paintball uses compressed air, but your diet sodas, those are going to be in shortage.
Basically anything in the can.
Well, everything with CO. What else is CO2?
A sparkling water.
Yep. Oh, that's true, too.
Tarpon River Brewing in Fort Lauderdale. They make up to 300 gallons of craft beer a day. That requires 80 pounds of CO2.
I'm showing about 200 PSI here, giving us another day or two. If we don't receive shipment by Thursday, we're out of luck.
The growing worry? This burp in the CO2 supply chain could slow the flow.
Just checking in and seeing how the supply of CO2 is looking.
Carbon dioxide is used in beer, but also in water treatment plants, at commercial swimming pools, in soda pop, even by welders.
So without CO2, what is this?
Flat beer.
Man, we have a shortage
flat
on everything.
Beer is the worst.
It's disgusting.
I mean, even Coke, if you go up to that 2-liter bottle and you're like so stoked for it, and then you drink,
I can't buy
flat.
The 2-liter.
Why?
I don't use it fast enough.
Yeah, I should.
You use it and get about halfway through it, and it goes flat on you.
It does go flat.
And then it's terrible.
It's terrible.
It's nasty at that point, isn't it?
Oh, no. I can't. Yeah. But listen, I'm kind of tired of the shortages. Remember yesterday it was lobsters?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like every day there's something.
Look. And I'm telling you right now, there's not going to be a beer shortage. Okay, there will not be a beer. Don't get alarmed. Don't get all excited. Don't be, getting all crazy about it. There's not going to be a beer shortage. They always say stuff like this. They got a little contamination. You're going to be fine. There's enough beer at the store right now that you're going to be fine.
Have you ever had a rank beer?
What do you mean? Rank?
Oh my God. So
like spoiled?
Oh yeah.
You never forget it. I had a tub, like at a party, and I had a tub outside or whatever, and it had Coronas in it and stuff. Yeah. And so my friend Jolie and I brought them inside. We opened them and
It's like a mussy. They got all warm and so.
The worst thing I've ever drank from sitting it and letting it sit too long is I took a sip of a soda once that was loaded with ants.
Oh!
I was playing basketball, and I took the soda and set it on top of a post nearby where we were playing. We were playing basketball, and you work up a good sweat or whatever, and ants had gotten into the soda while we're playing ball.
You drank it?
And so I go over, pick the soda up, and go, and it is loaded with ants.
Oh. How many of you have had the can that your parents used as an ashtray?
I've done that at a party. Oh, that's the worst, dude. Yeah. I instantly threw up.
Or what about chew?
Chew tobacco. At a hockey house, playing
gross.
Junior hockey, we would leave bottles all over the place, and I wasn't even looking. We were playing video games. Just pick up this bottle, thought it was my Coke, take a good swig, all chew tobacco and spit. Instantly threw up all over the place.
I can't even talk
about it. It's so gross.
Well, enjoy your breakfast, everybody. Enjoy your breakfast this morning.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.